Everyone wears it, at least part of the time. They started out as just the bits of clothing that are under the outside most visible bits. From there, we learned to use underwear as foundational garments, giving shape and support to both our bodies and the clothes we chose to wear. Queen Victoria got involved, and panties became hygienic and a sign of sexual chasteness. Once the sexual revolution got underway, our underwear became something else entirely. From sexy boudoir outfits to utilitarian shapewear, underwear has become an important part of our sex lives. Get this image. Hot, sweaty jock, stripping off his clinging tee after a rousing game of touch football in the park. His pants have started to slip a bit, and you can see the waistband of his boxer briefs. Oh, doesn't that just make you want to see more? Or this one. Ingenue, dressing for a date, bends over and adjusts the garter strap and the way her thigh high lays against her leg. As she straightens, you realize her bra matches her panties, which coordinates with the garter belt. Whoever gets to undress her later is in for a happy surprise. Underwear has become iconic. And like any icon, it's a part of our collective unconsciousness now. When you slip on that matching bra and panty set, tucking yourself back so no bulge will show, and savoring the feel of the seamed thigh highs on your shaven legs, you're participating in a ritual that countless others have performed before you. The things you wear under your outer clothes can be more important to you than those outer clothes. Right up next to your skin, like a secret letter to yourself, telling you with each movement who you really are. For more, go visit my blog at fetishphonesexblog.com or give me a call at 800-601-7259. Ask for Harper.